This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about the ID, because we're still kind of on evidence with that. Early on, there's the ID in the glove box that was discovered. And I know early on, there had been talk that this was connected to the King Road house. Have we ever gotten true clarity on that piece? Where does that all stand in terms of, is it connected to the house, or is it just some random IDs that were found?
No, this is something I truly want to know myself.
Yeah.
Source information came into News Nation, mm-hmm. Specifically saying that there were IDs in a box, in a glove at the house in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be clear, it wasn't in the glove box.
Okay.
That was confusing at first, but
okay,
it was in the box. And truly you can see on what we call a FD-597, the FBI's form of collecting evidence, that there were IDs
mm-hmm.
from the box. So there was some match there. And then the question is what the source reported true? Is one of those IDs in some way
mm-hmm.
connected to 1122 King Road? Because that was the source information. So I will be very interested to see if that pans out. We also have, of course, the Papa Roger.
Yes.
That just remains like this little marionette. I haven't discussed him a lot this go around.
Yeah.
There was a lot of information that, that has been debunked, by a lot of the sleuths want to debunk it. I don't know, because I do know this. The same source that gave Dateline the information about the knife being purchased from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
which we know completely panned out,
yep.
is that same source.
Mm-hmm.
So, that seems like a pretty good source. And remember, people in the media have amazing sources.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it their whole lives, and they keep them, under wraps. They have a good connection with them. And, so I take a lot of stock in what a lot of these sources come out and say, although, I don't really quote a lot of sources personally.
Sure.
but I know they have great sources.
I remember, I haven't talked to you about this yet, because we haven't talked for a week or two when I was gone. But here's some interesting things I've kind of put together on this with the Papa Roger, with the shower picture and all of that. It seems there's a lot of wanting to either taunt the public or taunt the families or taunt something. With you have the Papa Roger, obviously. And a lot of people have speculated. Obviously, the picture of Papa Roger and him looks pretty damn similar. and then you have the name itself. And if you look at, if we're assuming he's kind of incel-like, whether he was participating in forums or whatnot, I think is irrelevant. I think you can have that sort of ideology without even being in that sort of world. But obviously, Elliot Rogers, the incel that killed all those people, Papa Roger, they look at him like he's some sort of folk hero for these men who don't have empathy and can't deal with women, and they just blame the world other than themselves being an incel. To me, that seems like a very big nod to him. The shower picture out there, and everybody's looking at the thumb and all that, and I don't know, I can't tell much on that. But the fact that the shower picture looks a lot like American Psycho, and the guy who has the big white tidied up jacket on or smock or whatever it was looks a lot like the white shirt he was wearing. That to me feels like it's some sort of a nod to American Psycho. The fact that it's in a shower is a nod to Psycho. He's not that far of a character different than Norman Bates and feels very put off by society. You know, he's been like made fun of, he's not liked, and it's, I'm going to show you all who's the smartest. I'm going to go live out in front of the world with all of you and have committed these crimes. He goes to Costco and Albertsons the morning of it after taking this sort of a picture. It feels like he really thought he was smarter than the rest of the room, and I think there's a deeper meaning to the shower picture, and I think it plays in very well with the Papa Roger thing where he was online knowing information no one else knew. It was a screw you, I'm smarter than everybody. Oh, crap. You know about the car? That's a red herring, but knows everything else. What's your thoughts on all that? I know it's conjecture, but I think there's a lot to that shower picture and him just going out there and poking society with a stick going, ha ha, ha ha.
Well, I've always said if he ends up being Papa Roger, mm-hmm. which, again, there's... You know, we don't have confirmation of that and can't until the metadata is explored. But boy, he would be, and this is why it fascinated me so much, and I spent hours on it, is because it's the idea that this would be modern age taunting. The mm-hmm. first real, you know, the first killer that would have been using social media in this vein to taunt police, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas you had BTK on his, you know, typewriter sending, you know, letters to the police and you know, the Zodiac killer similarly, right? Things like that. This is modern day. I can reach the world with my taunts. I can talk about the sheath before anyone talks about the sheath. I can put my face out there, my entire face on that, which looks just like him.
Exactly.
And this was before anyone even knew the name Brian Koberger.
Exactly.
There were just so many clues. If you look back right after this crime was committed, I tell you, I spent more time on Papa Roger than, I spent dozens and dozens and dozens of hours and exploiting all of those details. You brought the red herring up. Hey, don't look over here. That car probably isn't a good idea. But I agree with you. And just the use of the name Roger. Mm-hmm. Everybody uses Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Roger, Elliot Roger, not Rogers, right? Papa Roger, not Rogers. It's just there's a lot of entanglement there that if it ends up being somebody else, that person is close to clairvoyant. I don't know if it is or isn't him, but like I said, I agree with you that If it is him, it was absolute taunting in your face. Yeah. Look at what I did, and I can even put my face on it.
Well, and you brought up BTK too, and obviously, I mean, I've known about that, but when you put it all in context with if this is him taunting people, obviously he studied under Catherine Ramsland, who wrote the book on BTK, you know, had all the conversations with him. So he knew this was something that people like this do, and if he was looking up to him, again, it's his modern day version of putting the weird things in the Wichita Eagle like BTK did. And this is him doing it on social media. It's the same sort of thing, taunting. And yeah, there's just so many weird pieces that come together there. But again, I think that's where you get the narcissism and I'm smarter than everybody else in the room and doesn't really realize that people will put the pieces together eventually.
Yeah. And you know, that picture could also prove, to be evidentiary in another sense. So we know the eyebrows, they're going to use it for the eyebrows.
Yeah.
But at least from the picture, from what we can see, look at the bruising down below the hand, exactly where you would grab somebody, kind of at the wrist area, if you were trying to ward off, you know, being stabbed to death. And, you know, I saw that and, you know, they might not be able to photograph him right after because it took them 5 weeks to find him, but he's photographed himself. Are there other photographs of himself?
That would be interesting. And it would also be interesting to show, does he have a pattern of taking selfies of himself? If he does not, and there just happens to be suddenly these selfies being taken immediately after the murder, or even if it's just the one, that certainly shows a deviant in behavior than otherwise he would be displaying. If he's always taking selfies in the mirror with thumbs up, maybe it's his morning ritual. Well, then it's a little less of an argument, but I don't take him as a selfie type of guy. It doesn't really seem like that, but I could be wrong.
And I want to hear, and I think that they're going to be able to show, I want to know what he's listening to, because I'm just convinced that that there is going to be music that he relates to this crime that gets him excited, that brings it all back. And that's why he has those, you know, his earphones in. And I want to know what the song is.
That's another good one. I want to see his Netflix history. I want to see his streaming history of videos, because I'm curious, because if this is a nod over here to Psycho, American Psycho, all that, I'm curious if he's like obsessively watching things like that. I'm curious if they found anything in his home, if they found a DVD copy of it, or maybe VHS or whatever. And if there's anything in those boxes, if there's anything, it's almost, you know, this little piece that would be almost something you would put on an altar if you're this obsessed with something. I'm very curious about those specific items, if they are there, what he's going to be found to have with it, or the streaming history and frequency of which he's watching things of that nature. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very, very interesting when this comes up. In August, right? Is this when we're starting it?
Yes, August. We're set for August. I mean, you and I have discussed this a lot. I will have to pick my jaw off the ground if it goes in August, but I will say Judge Hippler is moving things right along. I haven't seen yet any motions for continuance. Those would be submitted not by the prosecution, but the defense. I will be shocked. I'm still going to stick with that. I'll be shocked if we go in August, but they seem to be, you know, moving in that direction at a fast pace.
They sure do.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.